Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. If you hung with us, thanks for that. If you just joined us, well, dang, go to goodlifeguy.com, follow the link to listen, and you can get podcasts. They're listed kind of weird in reverse chronological order, if you will, by date. So the first segment will be at the bottom of the segment with the same dates. More importantly, just set your alarm every Saturday for the lunch hour with Good Life Guy. Wine of the week. Got to do bubbly. It's New Year's Eve almost, right? Here's how it sounds when you open. Oh, see that? That's too much of a pop. It's not the Grand Prix. You didn't win. You don't spray people with it. It should sound like a small, cute baby expelling gas, flatulent baby or baby fart. Anyway, this is from Chandon. It's their new label, but the wine's just as good as always. Well, I hope I haven't had this version. It is their California Brut. It's their entry-level stuff. It's around, let's call it 17 to 23 in that regime, depending on where you shop and when you shop. It's available at Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road and on the west side. And Wine Enthusiast 89, a Wine Spectator 90. We don't care what they think. Oh, my God, this smells so good. I started to say we don't care what the rating people think. We only care what your lips think. And hasn't even gotten to my lips yet, but beautiful effervescence, and in the nose you can smell the, appley, green apple, pear, and slight citrus pith, not juice. Soft. It's just, it smells so pretty. And then, could be breakfast wine. Oh my goodness. Such a pretty, and this needs to be cold, okay? Keep it nice. Make it really cold. Ice and water. Spin the bottle every once in a while. And, goodness. It smells better. Part of this is because my nose is fresh and I'm drinking in the middle of the day. I know we don't do that very often. But it's just so crisp and light and refreshing. And this is made traditional method, meaning the wine is harvested, the grapes are harvested, and they use Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier. And you go, Pinot Noir, that's a red grape. How did they make a white wine? The grape juice is clear unless it spends time with the skins. So it's separated from the skins early. It's fermented into a dry wine. And if you ever have the opportunity at one of the champagne producers in our country to taste the still wine before it goes through secondary fermentation in the bottle, you should do that, and you'll go, yuck, it doesn't taste that good. It's picked early. It's low in alcohol. It's high in acidity, but this is what makes great bubbly. Then it goes in the bottle. It's inoculated with a special yeast and some form of sugar, a liqueur that has some sugar so that the yeast has something to eat, and it makes bubbles. And that after the period that it's sitting there for quite some time, and the spin-off from that secondary fermentation gets down in the neck of the bottle, blah, blah, blah. Go visit somebody and watch how it's produced. You'll love it. But what it really gives you is, I just had to take a break and sip. The smell was killing me, begging me to drink more. Great bubbly, great for celebrations. This is such a food-friendly wine. I mean, You could do this with anything, but of course it kind of screams for oysters or seafood, chicken, blah, 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 anything, a white wine kind of a deal. But the reality of it is it goes with anything. It was great with spicy food. a bubbly with a hint of sweetness, even better with spicy food. Take my food and wine pairing class. I'll show you why. Anyway, Chandon California Brut. It's their classic edition. It is really cool. Now, and if you drink too much, and I'm going to have another sip. Sorry for drinking in front of you or by your ear. Okay, so Jonathan Glass has a website. It's called HealingEssenceCenter.com. A holistic kind of guy, and he put together some facts that you've probably seen these in some form or another elsewhere, but the reality of it is there's three things you can do. Before, you can pre-tox before you detox, right? And what do? It's vitamins, it's hydration. He recommends B vitamin, milk thistle, vitamin C, and magnesium. You know, you don't have to do a handful of these, but maybe take one of your multivitamins that have some of those. And then the practical side of this is a subset of guys saying don't drink too much. Stay hydrated. Eat before and during. Maybe before you go to bed, drink a little Gatorade, get the electrolytes back up. He has a suggestion here that I don't know if I agree with or not, but it might work. Stick with clear alcohol. He says vodka, gin, or white wine versus whiskey or brandy. Maybe. But you can still drink a lot of that, and you can still get a hangover. Stop drinking when you're buzzed. You've seen the drinking and driving commercials. Buzz gets you in the jailhouse. So that's a good deal. And the bottom line is you drink too much, discounting the hangover aspect, call and get a ride. There's some free ride opportunities on New Year's Eve. Take advantage of that. After you wake up New Year's Day and you want to watch the parade and you just feel kind of like dog poop in the backyard, well, you can do some things. Of course, what I do is not some of these. This says exercise, get acupuncture. Not going to happen. Exercise, yes, that does work. Sit in my sauna, that'll work. Ginger, like ginger ale, that works. Or get a big cheeseburger and some fries and a big old Diet Pepsi. I'll do it every time. What a treat. The main thing is, whatever you choose to do to celebrate the incoming of 2018 and the outgoing of 17, I hope it's fun and successful. Try Chandon California Brut, the Brut Classic. It's a beauty. You can get all this stuff at Jacob Liquor Exchange. In fact, you can taste it this afternoon between 4 and 6 for free. On that note, I will tell you Wichita State 68, UConn 60 with a minute to go. I think they got this one in the bag. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year. We'll see you next year right here on KNSS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.